Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. So glad you could be here. Hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day. Hope you're staying cool wherever you are. It's quite, as I've been mentioning the last few shows that I've done, quite steamy here today with a little humidity, so trying to stay cool somewhat. So today I want to talk about, on the podcast today, I want to talk about stepping into that space of returning and living from the space of boundless love. So I want to have a conversation about boundless love. So I'm sure that many of you, you know, we have some pretty intense energy going on right now. There's lots of planetary stuff going on. So as I've been talking to clients and speaking to people that have been attending my classes and then people I'm just having conversations with, as well as on social media about, you know, are you feeling that call for something different, that something that is aligned to your soul? There's such a powerful experience right now happening with all of our shifts. We've got still a lot of timelines completing, which is really, really great, part of the ascension process. But we're also going through a lot of really, really deep settling of completion. So it's very important as you start to, and that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this, because that boundless love piece really helps this, is when you start to go deeper into looking at what you perhaps have experienced along your spiritual pathway or your ascension pathway, what's really come up for you. And particularly in this past 3, 4 to 6 months, there has been a lot of disruption. You know, last year on the podcast, if you've been following my podcast along the journey, I talked last year a lot about, you know, what I was experiencing. I was going through a lot of completion, and there were so many different pieces of that. And going through a specific type of initiation of how I used to connect to spirit and to my own journey in the past, and more or less having it infuse, if you will. And so that caused a lot of stirring things up from the past, that there was some what I call debris. You may perhaps have worked through those experiences where you've gone into deep healing and maybe 3, 4 times the same area and just gone a little deeper each time. And then there's that debris, which I always feel like that's the most difficult part, because it's still part of the template where it's a pattern or an identity, but we're not necessarily deeply connected to it. And so I teach a lot about that, but it's in that, in that experience is where we really start to go deep with who we are. This show is all about your true nature, this particular series, which is, we only have about 3 or 4 shows left in this series. But it's about really going deep, and that's what this time is really about. And one of the things that always stirs up for me every now and then is when we have a Mars retrograde, is there's a really deep connection that I have with that because of my sign and all of that. But instead of getting caught up, it's really important because it supports a lot of mental energy, a lot of warlike energy, all of that. But instead of staying on the surface with that, and I believe I touched on this the last time we met, is to go really deep within that. And as you go, when there is an alignment that is affecting you, and in this case, there's probably lots of them because we have so much going on, but let yourself sink into that. I use that word, melt into it, sink into the core of it. We don't want to float on the surface, and there's kind of an addiction with that piece of staying on the surface and getting caught up more in the mental meaning of something versus letting it guide you to where you need to be. So really look at those areas that perhaps are completing for you. I know as I've been speaking to people, and I'm still going through that completion process too of the new things that are unfolding for my personal journey as well as my professional journey, is being able to look at what change is coming into you, to you from your soul. Meaning, as I did that opening statement for marketing, are you feeling the call for something different? And really look at that, because those are either streamlines or that is the full experience of your destiny unfolding. And so looking at what is the soul authentically calling to you and perhaps screaming at you to bring into the physical world for humanity. And that's always the tough exposure experiences that we're here for humanity. And we just happen to have to go deep in our own stuff, if you will, to really figure out that experience or to let the experience reveal itself. Revealing is a really big experience, and we always want to let that experience reveal itself. And this is an important time not to get caught up in drama and all the mental stuff, because there's a lot of mental combobulation, if you will, going on that really can get in our way. And it's kind of like the staticky stuff that I talk about. It's real easy to get caught up in static and kind of go in a different direction than what our focus is. So just look at that experience, and what we're going to do is I'm going to talk about boundless love, which is a lot of what I teach about in my sessions and write about and all that. That's the consistency of what I do. And so it's just important to settle into that experience so you can go deeper into looking at, for yourself, what is completing. And sometimes we have to have those really deep, difficult talks with ourselves, or maybe you do it through a practitioner, or you do it through a class or coaching session, mentoring session, whatever that is for you, is to be able to look at what are you avoiding the most that is a calling for you. Now, we tend to avoid a lot of experiences, but when we really look at those pieces that we're avoiding and we recognize this is part of the destiny, this is part of my calling, this is what the soul is screaming at me to to get going. And so when we can really look deep at that, and it's a really great statement to look at, start to live through what you're avoiding. Because we always have that little tendency to want to maneuver around what we're being called to do, what we're being called into the experience. And the only way that you can really connect to that information or that type of wisdom or that type of even the essence of it is you have to go through it. You know, as we know, when we have traumatic situations happen, we have to go through it. And it's the same thing when we have that calling, is we have to start looking at, am I avoiding this? And what are the reasons for that? That's always soul exploration to go through that. But as we start to move through those experiences, we start to see what we're avoiding or what is it connected to. And then those are the things that we can get healing with or go deeper into our own experiences. And I know a lot of people are trying to do their own healing right now, but we're in such a deep place of the journey. It's pretty difficult to do that for yourself because we don't always like to tell ourselves the truth, as we know. So it's important to just look at that piece. What are you avoiding the most that you know is your calling? And what is that connected to? Because there's a lot of different alignments. I was just doing a channel the other day, and this was kind of revealed, and I've known this for a while, but when I first started podcasting many, many years ago, one of the common questions, or the common statement that would come from spirit, and this is back when I was primarily doing angel work, would be slow down, which is still common for this day, and really simplistic guidance. Slow down, and then the other one was, make sure you're doing your work. And so then I would create topics, and amongst millions of other practitioners too, topics around how to know what is your work for you, for where you are in terms of your healing journey. And so, and that kept coming through and kept coming through, and human beings don't always like to jump on that particular experience because it's frightening to step into your power. And so human beings like to kind of wait and wait and wait, and sometimes then there becomes a crisis, and then you have to really jump headfirst into the experience. But the main reason they were giving us that is because of the type of reptile energy we have, that more of the mental field that is on the planet, which is the mental part of the energy field, which is not a bad thing. It just, people tend to get stuck in that. So when that arrived, people were either above it, which is where spirit was trying to get us to be so we could kind of fluctuate and look at our lessons inside that mental space. But if you were at its level or underneath it, then that's where the tug of war began. So the mental battle. So in a sense, when that arrived, which has been here for some time, it's kind of like the warning's over now. Now the battle is just moving through it. And again, it's not a bad frequency, but it's in that space that we can deeply connect to the heart chakra, but we don't want to stay stuck in that mental field, because human beings, even though the mental field in the energy field is not, it's not a bad thing, but it's perceived as being the thinking mind. And human beings haven't really moved a lot out of that. So it gets into that stuck space. So just important to look at, you know, what is that calling and feel it versus having to know what it is. So be here now is a part of the process of being in the heart, being in that true space of being able to be in the present moment. And the more you simply just say those words when you find yourself maybe getting a little dramatic or getting caught up in static, it brings you back to the heart, or at least brings you back to your emotional center to feel the experience of what it is that you need to feel. And lately, all the channels that I've been doing are really relating to that space and the space of willingness. What are you willing to change, and what are you willing to sacrifice in being in that space? So it's just it's a powerful, powerful essence of what we are maneuvering through, or what we are experiencing and expanding. So anything that you're avoiding that you really feel is a calling, I've said that several times now, to be able to go deeper into that by just simply looking at stepping outside of the ordinary. Stepping out into nature. This week, all of my sessions have really been about upping the ante, so to speak, about spending more time out in nature and not getting caught up in the being in nature and then letting the noise overtake you, but simply being in the present moment. Notice what's happening, watching the trees, watching the plants, watching the movement of nature, and breathe that in, because that is very, very deep wisdom. And that helps us to arrive and be, because we don't really have to go anywhere, but from the human experience we do, in the present moment, and just being inside that truth for yourself, so you know what that truth is for you. So just pondering that. So when we look at boundless love, this is a topic that I love so much, because as we know, love is a powerful life force on Earth, and it's a part of, it's what we are. And so it's just really important as we start to return to living in that essence of going deeper into the heart and just ridding yourself of that need to define what the heart is, define what love is. Because usually when we try to define what love is we go to human love. And as we know, human love has a lot of warlike features. Has a lot of manipulation, has a lot of restraints. It's more surfacey. And so when we go to that space of, and it defines it as it is boundless love, the love of the infinite, we settle into that deep space of truth. And we understand and we start to feel it's not as if it's in a container. When we look at human love, it's more like a container, because it has conditions, it has restraints, and the meaning is changing all the time. And so that's a control piece. And it always, in a sense, whoever it's coming from, in some incidences, it's being controlled. I'll love you if, or love can be accepted if, there's the if. So boundless love wants nothing from you other than to reveal what you already are. So there are no restraints, there are no conditions. And it's just really, really important in this time as love is kind of the forefront of what we're experiencing, is there are no, again, no limitations, no conditions in boundless love. And that is the true essence of love. And so you never have to earn love. You never have to play these mind games about love. Because love is love when we can really remember and live, again, that live through the experience of what that really is. That's why the heart work is really, really important. When we settle into and practice being in the center of the heart, not the thinking mind creation of it, but actually feeling the opening and the expansion of the heart without having any control piece or any thinking piece of that. We can just settle into that. There's just a really big difference in that experience. And we just simply arrive at. So it's like, are you willing to live and return and live through the essence of boundless love? And we can practice that, but we're not creating that. Because it's important to remember that we can't create what we already are. Because it's all we'll ever need. And so I kind of getting away from that word creating, and I know that's a big word in law of attraction and healing and all of that, but we're not really creating, because what we're doing is revealing what we already are. What tends to be in creation is, when we look at love, is many are trying to create love from the human perspective. And that will be okay for a little while, but it won't be satisfying, because it's not the true essence of who you are. So when we step into that experience, or we allow ourselves to be present with that very, very limiting experience, we feel that what I call container love, which is always changing and it's about control, and that's not love. We maybe feel little glimpses of it from time to time, but love is actually a frequency. And we get into boundless love, the love of the infinite, and we can practice with that. As I always say, I add on to practice is about becoming, to reveal, to embody who you really are. And that's when we get into true nature, the true nature of who we are. We start to then, oh yes, this is how it's supposed to feel. And then we feel what I talk about a lot is that formless, the formless experience. As I always mention, usually I start the show out with this, and I didn't for whatever reason today. I usually in the morning take a walk, and I call it my walk with spirit. And this morning there was a lot of experiences about willingness to be free in that experience, and the willingness to have faith in the process that's being revealed to you. And letting it come to life, meaning look at what is the resistance that is the calling, and the experience of bringing it into form. So it's kind of switched a little bit. We usually, in the past, we've done the form to the formless and then initiate. But in this case, we're looking at what is in that formless, the unknown, if you will. What is the lightness of that experience? What is the light language? What is the light creation that we feel as we maneuver through revealing truly who we are from the true nature essence? Then we bring that and follow that into form. And then we embody and initiate and all of that, and it becomes true. So just really explore that as well. What is the willingness you have to heal, to illuminate, to find that experience, so you can truly live in the presence of this particular moment. All right. So I want to do a little bit of a meditation just to bring in that boundless love space. So let's just go ahead. If you're able to do this, you can do this right along with us. If you're listening to the live proportion, otherwise you can wait for the archive, which comes up right after the live broadcast. So just a couple minutes or so after the live broadcast. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath. And just let it sink down into your body. Let it sink down to your feet. And just let your feet expand. Let your feet illuminate into that experience. Just relaxing your body. Just letting go. Letting go of your day. Letting go of the areas that you seem to be holding on to. Any stress. Any worry. And just be present to this very moment. Be here now. Be here now. And we take a nice deep breath. Breathing all the way through the body, connecting to the earth. Just feeling that earth grid arriving up through the feet. Cleansing and clearing those cellular experiences that we no longer need. Empowering and encouraging the body to expand and to be open so you can arrive in your heart through the space of boundless love as a frequency and arrive in the heart with an open, expanded heart. So just bring your focus with your breath into your heart. Remember, we're not thinking what that should be. We're being it. We're just letting it. We're following it. So we go into the heart and just let the heart expand. Let it open up. Let it be free. And when you start to feel that soothing illumination, let it cleanse, let it clear, let it expand, and let that earth grid from the essence of the heart of the earth just allow you to be in the freedom of your heart with boundless love. So to sink into that, feel that just for the moment. And then take a breath into that deep breath and expand that soothing feeling of boundless love that you feel illuminating in the center of your heart and just send it through your entire body. Now this is medicine, this is cleansing, this is boundless love medicine. And this is helping you to, for the moment, activate boundless love in your energy body, in your physical body. Because we all have, this is what we're created with. It's what we know. We just have forgotten. Big breath in, moving it from the top of the head to the feet. And just for the moment, feel it in the body. Cleansing out the old, activating the new. You feel a very clean type feeling just for that moment, even if it's for a split second. Again, big breath in, big breath out. Okay, just feel that in the body, feel it in the heart. And then we arrive back into our physical body from the top of the head to the feet, connecting to the earth. It's taking that moment of stillness, honoring the heart, honoring the source of who you are. And recognizing that this boundless love medicine experience is for you, and then sending that out into humanity. We take a big breath here. Again, all the way back in the body, and back into your physical room. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay. All right, I'm going to take a call. I have enough time for one call, so I'll take a call. In the future, I'm going to try to at least take two or three calls, or as many calls as I can, actually. So I have a new podcast series coming up probably about the middle of August. We'll be doing that on a different network. And so I'll be giving you a lot more information about that. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's see if I remember how to do this. or if it's going to work for me today. Okay, it doesn't look like it's going to work for me today. Oh, there it goes. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, I guess we're not doing that. I guess they're not there, for whatever reasons. So I want to mention, too, I was really excited last week. I started, as you know, I'm very passionate because I'm one, and that is the empath. Working with empaths, I started my 4-week course that I run periodically, but this is a new course, and it's jam-packed full of information and wisdom for empaths to help manage and illuminate their experience. So I started that last Thursday, and we still have about 4 openings in that course. So if you wanted to get into that, you can still get into it. It's on my website at eddiemullins.com. It's just the reason I'm running that particular course is not only that I'm passionate about it and I want to help empaths to help them to manage their own empath style and experience and their wisdom and all of that for what they're here for humanity. But empaths are going to start to get kind of that, the volume is going to start to be churned up a little bit on their experiences because we're kind of in that time-space reality, and everybody's getting this, but time-space reality for empaths to bring their essence into the world because we need the empaths to bring in that state of compassion and everything that an empath is as a creation source from the soul. So start to see that churned up a little bit. So it's kind of the time to raise that vibration, because it can be really easy to get caught up in just staying where you are. And, you know, being an empath in this world right now is difficult if you're kind of staying below that line, if you will, which is what I was talking about before, to be able to raise that experience up. So if you're feel that calling to maybe look at that experience, make sure you check out my course or some other course that's teaching along those lines about managing the empath ability, because it is such an important, and it's just going to keep being churned up because empaths and starseeds getting that push, come out of hiding. It's time. So raising that vibration helps to not be so bombarded with being feeling like you're being attacked with energy and all of that, because it has a lot to do with healing. And so it's a very powerful experience. And even after session one, I heard from a lot of people, and we did a very, very powerful inner child from the empath perspective that was incredibly powerful for them, because that was last Thursday, and last Thursday was a very, very intense day. I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening here? So it's a powerful time to really look at that deeper essence of healing and not wait or delay, because it is, as we know, it's really, really needed in this time space experience. And if you're getting that call to make some changes and do something differently, you know, just sit into that and see what that is for you. And that resistance piece that I mentioned many, many, many times already, make sure that you take a look at what is that? What is that resistance that perhaps maybe in front of you that is really calling you to open up that experience and be true to who you are and why you're here. So you're here, you might as well go and get the experience with them. So that's a very powerful experience. So I'll be adding some new courses on my website this week. So I'm always excited to put new courses out there. And as I mentioned, I'll be having a new podcast coming up and doing a few different things coming up. So I also do private sessions. So if you're in that needing a little extra assistance, make sure you check out my website at eddiemullins.com. If you're on the player, there's a link for it right below the player that you can link right to my website. And I also have a mentorship program that is incredibly powerful for people who are ready to take that next step. So it's mentoring you with your destiny. What's the information? What's the wisdom that you have? What's keeping you from that? What are the blocks? What are those pieces? And what does that really look like for you? So if that sounds interesting to you, or you feel the guidance for that, make sure you check it out. It's also, again, on my website at eddiemullins.com. So I wish you a beautiful, beautiful rest of whatever part of the day you're in, and just really embrace that space of boundless love, and just let that be your truth. Let that be your experience. Thank you so much, everybody. I so do appreciate you tuning in and listening to the show, because I do enjoy doing these shows with you and the conversations that are part of the experience. So we'll just keep that ongoing. Thank you so much, everybody. Everybody have a blessed day.